You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, the Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here with mortgage expert Sean Metter. We have so much to discuss today. A lot of changes in terms of FHA loans, but give us an overview.
Oh, this week's going to be electric. Between the calls to 855 on radio, we've been seeing an increase in inbounds, emails, applications, approvals, fundings. A lot of the people dialing 855 on radio seem to be calling in from a 640, 609, 631 area code. You see a lot of 516, 646, 917s popping up, which gets me excited. So I love the market we're in this week for WCBS 880 AM radio. This is going to be the Mortgage Radio Show, the company that you dial. They're called Network Capital. Now, some of the things we're going to touch on, FHA reduced their PMI by 35%. You better stick around for that one. That one's massive. We got new results, new reviews, the top 10 areas people are moving to. There's some action in New York. We're going to give you guys a couple events that are happening this weekend there in the New York market. But at the end of the day, we're going to stick to the basics. We're going to let you know about Network Capital, their accolades, reasons why I would call 855 on radio. We'll go over actual results, average savings. I think you're going to like what you hear this week. So I'm fired up. I'm excited to give you guys this opportunity. If you like benefit, if you like increasing credit scores and seeing monthly savings, this is the show for you. Have your phones ready. The number we're going to provide, 855 on radio.
Okay, well, let's talk about that FHA thing, because you said this really is an FHA market, and some news means that your payments would go down. It's a little bit confusing, but if anyone can break it down to where even I can understand it, it's you.
Well, the big number that you need to realize is 35%. So I'm not a big PMI or MIP. What that basically stands for is wasteful insurance, extra insurance. Like, you guys don't wear two pairs of underwear, do you? So why have two different insurances? I find it to be silly, but I think the tides are turning. You're going to hear a different attitude out of me, because my beef with FHA was the massive PMI per month. Now they've reduced it, so it's down 35%. I'll get into the exact numbers, but this is thrilling. If you've been waiting for a break in the market or some positive news, this is going to be massive. Most people refinancing now need FHA because of credit score, loan to value, debt to income. It's not your conventional market. So earlier this week, HUD released details of a long anticipated plan to reduce the annual mortgage insurance premiums that are currently charged to FHA borrowers by over 30 basis points. Now, HUD Secretary Marsha Fudge made the announcement this week at Bowie State University. The premium will be reduced from 0.85% clear down to 0.55% for most FHA borrowers. This could benefit up to 850,000 borrowers over the coming year, saving these families on average $800 monthly. Now, we're building on the steps that we've taken to making home ownership more affordable. HUD is acting to ensure people more comfortable purchasing, make them more comfortable when purchasing a home as they would build towards their future. As we reduce housing costs for people with FHA mortgages, they're going to continue to work and address long-standing disparities in home ownership. So I'm pumped. I'm thrilled. I think the majority of people that use the number 855 on radio, they're going to be pumped because they're going to pay less. Essentially what all this means, the number that you write on that check is going to be reduced by a massive amount. So I'm pumped. I think you guys are going to like the numbers. If you have debt, if you have, maybe you're tapped out, most people right now listening, you've probably noticed you're borrowing money or you're digging a deeper ditch. You're borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, your savings and checking's going down, your stress levels are going up. This is going to give you a moment of time to get back into the green. And I want you guys to have savings, have opportunity, have some momentum, and I think this is going to do the job. Here's the number for Network Capital. Utilize them this week. The number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Do you have some recent results you can share from one of our listeners?
Yeah, I got to hook it up. Let's see, I got two in L.A., I got one in New York and Dallas. So let's go Dallas this time. So they listen to us on the Mortgage Radio Show, Dallas, Texas, WBAP 820 AM radio. They dialed the same number, 855 on radio. They were able to achieve massive savings on this one. I'll tell you how we got there. 30-year fixed to a better 30-year fixed. Escrow refund achieved. Next better payments in April. Closed in 11 business days. Cashed out and paid off almost $17,000 in credit card debt. Cashed out and paid off almost $80,000 in all the personal loans. The personal loans were $600 more a month than just the house. That told you that was the bad deal. Those rates are like 20, 30, 40%. Now, because of the paying off of the debt, they got a fresh start. They got a credit enhancer. They decided to bring in $2,500 to closing to get to a specific loan to value to get better pricing. That was genius. I highly endorse that idea for when it matters. But they were able to save $1,835 a month. So over the course of the year in Texas, they have to stick out this loan for a year. That's $22,020. If it lasts 2 years, that's $44,000 in savings. And let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say rates don't improve for 10 years. They still would have saved $220,000. So I love ideas like this. I think you guys got a great opportunity here for massive savings. So contact Network Capital at this number, 855 on radio.
Retta called that number. She's out in Tempe, Arizona, listens to our show. Actually, she was referred by somebody who listens to our show on KFI out of Los Angeles. They wrote down the number, 855 on radio. They thought, well, maybe my friend Retta in Arizona could use this service. Called her, and she ended up leaving the review that I'm about to share with you now. Well, as we've discussed, because we always share reviews on our show, we've been doing over 400 episodes together, you and I, if there were a dozen or two dozen reviews, you'd think, well, it sounds like a good business, couple hundred, but there are over 5,000 five-star reviews. So we really think it says a lot about the customer service experience, and I'll shut up and let you hear from Retta. Here's what she had to say. Her review is posted on the Consumer Affairs website. She writes, "My banker, Chris Martinez, was extremely helpful, and I can't thank him enough for the care he has for my situation. If I could do 10 out of 5 stars, I would. He went above and beyond for me to help with my financial goals and to make my complex income with my business into a simple solution. I have felt valued and cared for with the excellent attention Chris has provided to us, along with his reliability and always answering our calls, texts, and email communications. He and Network Capital keep their promises and their commitments. I look forward to the process, as Chris explained it very transparently. He was straightforward, honest, and made me feel like I will be able to get my finances back together. He helped me during some hard times with his easy to understand professional mortgage knowledge. Thank you, Chris Martinez and the team at Network Capital. I recommend them and will be mentioning Chris and his team to anyone I know if they need the service that he and Network Capital have provided with home refinancing. So listen, Retta's talking to you. If that's you, if you're hearing us, if you need help and hope, if you're thinking about doing a refi, if you're maybe in some debt and you need cash out quickly, Retta is recommending Chris Martinez. He and others like him, the top mortgage bankers at Network Capital, they are standing by right now, live at Network Capital today. This weekend is offering you a consultation such as Retta got at no charge. Here is the number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. And of course, Chris Martinez wanted me to say thank you to Retta for the very kind words. And I don't know about you, but what I took from it overall, Sean, is that she was in a really complicated situation in terms of whatever she does for a living. Maybe she's self-employed and she had gotten confused. She had gotten overwhelmed, and Chris Martinez came into the situation. He gave her clarity. He gave her hope.
Oh, 100%. Like, anytime you have a complex situation, you want to go with the direct lender. We'll get into the benefits of why that's massive for the customers and the callers. But I think on this one, just knowing your products, knowing your process, and being a good person overall allows us to be clean in, clean out. So a lot of people are about to file taxes right now, Teresa. So let's say you're self-employed. I actually recommend the self-employed people call today. Let us look at the 2020 and the 2021 tax returns. See if we can make it work before the 2022 is due. If it doesn't work, we can let you know how far off we are. From there, you could quickly, this give you more momentum or wind in your sail to file the 2022 taxes a little earlier. And from there, we could probably get you on the path to getting this thing done. So I think a lot of people are coming out of a tougher period. The last 2 years weren't the easiest for self-employed with the pandemic and everything we had to deal with. So I think it's a great time. This week, I expect majority of calls to 855 on radio to be either a purchase or cash out, to be interested in FHA and the benefits today, to looking into really just getting into the self-employed fixed program that saves you money now, sets you up for future savings. If you've been waiting on the sidelines, call in. Let us dive into this. There's a lot of times lenders just mistakenly calculate the income. These things aren't easy. It's not cookie cutter. So for the ones that are a little tougher, give us the opportunity. Let us look at this. We could probably figure out a program that's going to save you money today, tomorrow, and for many years. The number to test the waters with Network Capital, one of the number one ranked lenders on consumer affairs. All you have to do, dial this number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, you mentioned the benefits of a direct lender versus a bank. What is a direct lender? How's that beneficial?
I just feel like you're cutting out the middleman. You have less hurdles, less things to slow you down. Like, I was always the fast kid. They called me Flash for a reason. I don't want anything in my way. I want from point A to point B uninterrupted. I just want smooth sailing. I want good communication. I want transparency. I want access to amongst the lowest rates, access to the, you know, just fastest turn times, or maybe access to the least amount of fees. They don't even charge lender fees. So there's so many perks of being a direct lender, but let's find out which program is actually going to be more suited for your family based off the need of the now and of the need of the future. The number, Network Capital, standing by, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
So far, a lot of you that we've heard of, especially in the New York area, are calling because you want to refinance your home to pay off some debt. So we are going to talk about that more in the next segment. What is the best way to get rid of that debt? Sean's got a lot of strong opinions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook. You could follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. And of course, there is a lot of news. We're going to get into that, especially as it comes to some credit card stats. But first, I want to get into purchasing because a lot of people are still looking to buy homes with Network Capital. Why use Network Capital on a purchase versus using a traditional bank?
Well, some of the really quick and easy ones is the no lender fees, because on a purchase, you're not rolling in closing costs to the new loan. Like, if you owed $100,000 on a refi, you might have a new $102,000 loan amount to cover any fees or any escrows. On a purchase, any escrows, any closing costs, that's brought to closing. So less is more is great on that. So if they don't have lender fees, you're bringing in less money out of your pocket, more to do, home improvements or buy new furniture. So I love buying a house with Network Capital. We just did one the other day. I had 12 days to get it done. I did it. I mean, really, if the laws were different, we could do these within a few hours. But the reason why I would buy a home with Network Capital is they have a same as cash offer pre-approval within hours. Some of the benefits of the same as cash offer are the bankers even call the seller's agent to go over the approval to strengthen their confidence to prioritize your offer. Another one would be they fully review review and underwrite your mortgage loan package up front so you and the seller know that they can count on this loan actually closing. Your real estate professional will love that. Another perk is the only thing pending is an acceptable property value or appraisal. I've been getting purchases with no appraisal. Like I just did one on Thursday with no appraisal. It was a breeze. Another thing is better than all cash offer since we still do the due diligence to make sure the home is inspected for damages and the purchase price is warranted so you don't overpay. Now, here's how this Network Capital purchase works. We just need the documents you would normally send later in the process up front. This way, there's nothing extra for you later. This is going to allow you to know exactly how much and what you qualify for with no surprises. Now, people always ask, how long does it take to underwrite this? We usually do it within 24 hours. So if you need quick access to answers, I think Network Capital is a great fit. And then people ask, well, how much extra is this going to cost to do the same as cash offer? Zero. It's same exact pricing. It's what we do. It's our edge. It's what's going to win out your business. We can even do the less than 30-day close of escrow. Like, if you have two offers at the same number, tell them you'll do it in 15 days, 20 days. Don't even go for the 30. We'll do it in less. We'll make you a priority. We'll get this thing done. Here's your number to test the waters. Real estate's a sound investment. People have been opting to that for the last 3 years over stocks, bonds, crypto. This seems to be the safe haven to funnel your money. The number 855 on radio. Network Capital, no lender fees, quick closings at 855 on radio.
Well, let's talk a little bit about credit card debt. That's been coming up the last couple of weeks because, as they say, the chickens are coming home to roost. And by that, I mean, if you charge some chickens right around the holidays, those interest payments are now coming home to roost. And even before that, in the past year, people have really been accruing credit card debt. And I wanted you to talk about that because if you're a homeowner and you're walking around under the cloud of high interest rate credit card debt, which I know is redundant, what do you think your options are? What are the credit card stats right now? I mean, what interest rate are people generally paying? And why do you think it's a good idea to refinance and pay off that sort of debt?
Sick of seeing your credit scores going down, sick of seeing the balances going up and up and up, and it doesn't seem like you're making any ground and you're chasing your tail, then leverage the home. Get rid of the debt. Use Network Capital's programs to get you a better credit score, less debt, and position shot yourself to be a better borrower for many years down the road. Now, Americans' total credit card balance, Teresa, it's $986 billion as of the fourth quarter of last year. This was according to the latest consumer debt data from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. Now, that's the highest since the New York Fed began tracking these in 1999, and it marks a $61 billion jump from the $925 billion in the third quarter of last year, making it its largest quarterly increase in the history of the report. Now, overall, the national average credit card debt amount cardholders with unpaid balances in December was $7,279. That includes debt from the bank cards and retail credit cards. Now, in a couple of weeks ago, they ran the numbers on the average interest rate across the country for credit cards. It was 20.4%. That's not a number anyone likes. Like, the number 20 should be Barry Sanders football number only. Nothing else. Like, guys, stop paying 20%. Mortgage rates, yeah, they're not 2%. They're not 3%. But they're still at levels that can get you savings. And really, it's short-lived. This is short-lived with the times that we're in. So utilize this landing pad, get out of debt, increase credit scores, maximize savings, put a smile on your face, get out of the red, let's get into the green. It's actually quite easy. Here's the number, 855 on radio, Network Capital, no lender fees. They can have this thing done in as little as 10 days. And your next payment, shoot, it might not even be until May. Here's their number, 855 on radio.
Don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm hoping you can share recent results from a family who did just what you mentioned, who refinanced and got rid of some debt.
Yeah, we got to go. Let's go L.A. out here. A lot of Clippers talk, a lot of Lakers talk, Dodger talk. It's sports season out here. We're fired up. UCLA could probably win this tournament here, so I got to go to L.A. right now. Let's hit them real fast. 30-year fix to a new 30-year fix. They got an escrow refund. Next better payments in April. Closed in 14 business days. Got a fresh start and a credit enhancer because we cashed out and paid off $62,200 in credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off almost 40 $35,350 on personal loans, cash out almost $19,100 for home improvements. Meanwhile, because they dialed 855 on radio, they paid no lender fees. Their idea was to get massive savings now, improve credit, unload the debt, and the next time rates are low, be in the position to actually achieve and lock those in. Most people never got the lowest rates because of the debt or the credit scores. They got good, but they didn't get great. This caller saved $2,118 a month. That's $350,000 over the life of the loan if they just rode this out into the sunset. But this is savings today, savings tomorrow. Listener to the Mortgage Radio Show, Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio. But you got to give credit to the caller, the person that picked up the phone, utilized the number I'm about to give you here in seconds. All I ask, come into this with a clear mindset, a good understanding of your goals and what you're looking to do. Talk it out. Let's work together as an efficient team. Let's get benefit right here, right now. Here's their number, 855 on radio.
Here's a story about how Mark got a little extra cash in his pocket. I'm going to share a review that he left on the Consumer Affairs website, one of over 5,000 five-star reviews. He actually listens to our show out of Houston on KPRC, and I wanted to share his review. He writes, "Working with Andrew Rosales and Song on my refinance was the best experience we've ever had. In the past, no mortgage lender was able to complete our transaction. Working with Network Capital, my appraisal came in almost $200,000 higher, and Andrew was able to eliminate my debt, save us almost $700 a month, and put extra cash in our pockets. In the future, I will only be working with Andrew and Network Capital." Well, let me give you the number where you can find Andrew. He is standing by right now. He and his colleagues, 855 on radio. Again, that number is 855 on radio. And of course, a huge thank you to Mark. I'm not sure what his exact story is, but it sounds like he had run into some trouble and Andrew was able to help him out.
Yeah, Sang Tran, Andrew Rosales, some of the best in the business. Andrew sits two seats over from me, so I always hear him laughing and having great conversations with the customer. He's just a great dude, great man. Have fun with him. Like, he's one that has great personality. I think when the callers call in with great personality, Teresa, it gets you more motivated as a banker to go above and beyond. Like, we have the human element, you guys, so don't be afraid to sell a little bit. Like, I would push these people, tell them, hey, I'm the type of customer that if you work with me and I choose your company, I'll get you everything the second you ask. I'll drop everything and it'll be easy to work with. If you don't think that puts you as priority number one, you guys are missed out on this. So let's circle back to this deal. First off, the caller dialed 855 on radio. That's the first step. Number two is the benefit was cashing out and paying off $71,455 in debts, saving $646 a month. That's $7,752 a year. Almost $8,000 in the first year. They also cashed out $26,800 and some change for home improvements. So let's rewind the clock real quick and then dial 855 on radio. If you were able to save $600-some a month and you got almost $27,000 of cash to upgrade your home, would you guys say yes to that deal? If the answer is obviously yes, which it should be, contact our friends at Network Capital. They dominate fixed rates. If you like fixed, fast, and easy, they're the right outfit for you. Here's their number, 855 on radio.
Anyone listening can call in right now for a complimentary rate quote or just to discuss the situation you're in to see if they can help you. 855 on radio. Now, Sean, you're out in Southern California. I'm out in Arizona where we are. Little League season is starting. So that's all the talk in my neighborhood. That's what's happening. But I know that you love trends. So I'm curious what people are doing with their mortgages this spring. All the trends that Sean is spotting when we come back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Now, I am speaking to you from Arizona, where Little League season is in full swing. Sean and I were just talking about it during the break. My husband coaches. We are a very, very big Little League family. And it's kind of, you know, we got spring training here. So Phoenix, Scottsdale, this is a real big baseball town. And that's what's trending right now. Everyone's at Dick's buying their new bats and their new cleats and their new batting gloves. But talking about the world of refinancing and mortgage trends, I'm curious what you are seeing on the ground there at Network Capital, because you work with people, clients from all across the country.
Well, they're telling us a couple of trends before we get to the majority of them. Two New York trends. People today have been calling in something about some Jenga tournament, and there's a New York City ballet going down this weekend. A couple callers brought it up. So just want to know if you guys are at this event, keep calling, keep telling more people. We love and cherish these phone calls. But the majority of the trends are the same, except for one. I'll save it for the end. But the typical 855 on radio phone call consists of people wanting relief. They want out of debt. They want to get rid of the credit cards, car notes, student loans, collections, anything with bleeding interest rates. So the filthy move right now is creditors are reducing your limit. So now by the reduction of limit, you lost availability. With the loss of availability comes lower credit, less room for you to even use anything. Now you're having to dip in the checking, savings, sell stock, figure out and regroup or downsize your ideas. Tons of phone calls about home improvements. The cat's out the bag. People found out you could pull cash, upgrade your home in a lot of scenarios, pay less per month. That's the ultimate no-brainer. We're seeing term extensions. We're seeing people that are getting rid of the holiday hangover debt that they accumulated. They like this one. Cash out as much as you can, but keep that monthly payment exactly the same. The only difference is you weigh a little bit more in the pockets because you got a little bit more bread in there. Another thing is people are switching out from adjustables to fixed. They're also getting rid of the HELOCs that are due to recast. People aren't as pumped on the home equity right now because of the adjustable terms, there's always an unknown, and then all of a sudden you have payment shock when it switches from interest only to principal and interest. People are doing cash out to purchase flips, turn them into Airbnbs. A majority of the calls are people getting rid of personal debts like One Main Financial, Lending Club, Net Credit, and also PMI reduction with or without the equity position. People found out that Network Capital will buy out your PMI and get you savings right off the top. And then a new one, the last 2 weeks, I have seen, and the average amount of cash for this idea is $29,000. What the heck could cost $29,000 on average that you guys are dialing 855 on radio for? Well, the answer is weddings. Weddings right now have been one of the bigger trends. People want to cash out from the primary, buy out the wedding. We're coming into Romeo season, you guys. So if you thought of some of these ideas, I think you should call 855 on radio. Let's try it on for size. Let's put you through the programs. I'm not even sharp enough to tell you which one makes the most sense for you now until we've ran it through the system and it comes back with what's the best for you now, today, and tomorrow. Call in. Let's discover this. Let's find you some answers. Let's get your results right here, right now. Here's their number, 855 on radio.
Well, speaking of results, you've talked about pulling cash out to pay off debt. You've talked about the trend of folks pulling cash out to do home improvements. But let's talk turkey. Exactly how much are people saving on average who listen to our show, call into 855 on radio, and then decide to work with Network Capital?
Well, I can tell you this. These numbers were ran before average credit card rates went into the 20%, okay? So, like, these numbers were ran from January 1st to April 20th of 2022. Since then, it's been a bloodbath. More debt, more stress, lower credit scores. I mean, I wish somebody out there, if anyone's listening, could put out an article for what has happened since, let's say, the start of 2022 with credit scores. I'd be very interested. I'll bring it up as many times as we got to make it worth your while. But I'd say the average mortgage radio caller that dials 855 on radio radio that does the deal, they save $762 a month. Now, it was actually greater. We took a percent off the top to make it more comfortable, more realistic for the average person, but that's $9,144 a year. I like the savings overall, but it also gets you improvement of credit. With this improvement of credit, you're a better borrower, which means now you get better rates as time evolves and you need to utilize this credit. So I really want to place you guys in the position to have tons of availability on the credit. I want you guys to have prime credit scores and the lowest payment we can get to bridge us over to the next section of historically low rates. It's coming, you guys. So hang in there. I think the worst is in the rear view. I do recommend saving money. Don't borrow from things. Let's use the bank's money. Leave your money in your asset accounts. Let's have a good conversation of benefit today at this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
What if someone's in a really big hurry? They want to get that refinance done. They need cash in hand for whatever reason. Are there ways to speed up the process?
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, first and foremost, you got to go with Network Capital. Like, if there was one thing, if they said, Sean, you have to do a whole show and you're only allowed to brag about one aspect of the company, I'm going speed, okay? Because everyone's got good rates. Rates are rates. I mean, they're very similar from lender to lender. The difference in importance is someone that's going to redo the loan as rates drop, and they'll do it for free. A company that can close quick. Like, if I need cash in this market, I need the cash now. I don't need it in May and June. Some of these lenders are backlogged, so you won't get access to your cash today. So I think the number one reason why I would pick up the phone and use Network Capital is because I want to have this thing done in early March, have this thing set and forgot, and then not have another payment till May. Benefit on benefit, as rates drop, they'll continue to call you back and continue to redo these. With that easy process, it allows the masses to go after benefit that might not be as sexy as you usually were looking for. So instead of maybe you wanted $200 in savings, you would do $100 savings with Network Capital because of the process. It's so easy. Clean in, clean out, structure, organized, calculated, savings today and savings tomorrow. Call them. Let's hear your story. Be as upfront as you can. Let's work well together to achieve this benefit today at this number. 855 on radio. 855 on radio.
Well, a lot of people have moved out of my hometown of San Francisco. Why do I bring that up? Well, I ask you the question, Sean, where are they going? Apparently, in the news, they just posted a listicle. That's not my new favorite word. I don't even think that's a new word, but what else am I going to call it? I had to say it. With the top 10 cities where people are moving. All right, I'm curious. Where are they going?
Let's go reverse order, you know. So number 10, Houston. Number 9, Sarasota. Number 8, I'm seeing a lot of this. This one was going to be higher. It's Orlando, Florida. Number 7, Cape Coral. Number 6, Dallas. Number 5, Tampa. I was going to guess that was top 3. Number 4, your neck of the woods. It's Little League Heaven over there in Phoenix, Arizona. Number 3, everyone's chatting about Vegas. Everyone's got a niche for Vegas. LeBron's going to own an NBA team in Las Vegas in the next 10 years. Remember, I told you guys that's a fact. It's a guarantee. It's going down. I'll grow out my hair if that doesn't happen. Number 2, Sacramento. Sactown, where you at? Number 2, and then number 1. I fly there here the second this show ends. I'm going to have some fun in Miami. Miami, the number one area you guys are moving to because of the governor, the laws, the tax breaks you get there. So many perks, the lifestyle. I mean, it is a different world. When I want a party, they say, oh, go to Vegas. I disagree. I'm going to Miami. That's where it's at. So if you guys have been thinking about moving, relocating, let's help you do a refinance first on your current residence. Let's unload the debt. Let's improve the credit scores. We'll help you sell this house. We'll do the purchase on the next home. We'll give you a discount there as well. And now because we paid off all the debts, now you could actually buy a bigger home. You have less interruptions. Now you have better credit, which comes with better rates. Across the board, I have great ideas for you, but I need you to call in, have a conversation. Let's figure out the situation you're in and the situation you can be in. The number, 855 on radio.
Philip called that number. He's listened to our show out of Miami, Florida, and he posted this review with 5 out of 5 stars. I had a great experience working with Daniel and Sarah while working toward this refinance. Both were great to deal with, and the process went very smoothly. I will request these two again in the future. I plan on a future purchase and will request Daniel as my go-to person. Thank you for everything. Well, on behalf of Daniel and Sarah, thank you, Philip. And I don't know if you have any information about Philip's backstory.
Well, yeah, this one for sure. We cashed out and paid off $5,700 in debts, cashed out almost $9,000 for the much-needed home improvements, converted them from conventional into a VA loan, because the goal of the loan was to clean up the credit, move into a VA loan, and then as time evolves, use the benefits of the program to keep reducing the rate in payment as often as needed. So once you're in a VA loan, it's the easiest way to redo the loan, get rate reduction, payment reduction. A lot of times you can do it with no cost, no appraisal, no proof of income, no reason a veteran would ever tell you no. So, guys, if you know anyone that's a veteran, one, check in with them, make sure their day is going great. And number two, ask them, are they an FHA, conventional, VA? If they don't say VA, give them this number. I don't care where they're from. Let us help them. You'll thank us later. The number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, you may be listening and thinking, I already have really great terms already. Well, there may be some options that you should think about. Stay with us. Sean and I are going to be right back.
You're listening to Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter on the Mortgage Radio Show, the show that informs you on the variety of mortgage products offered along with the newest mortgage laws and guidelines. This is the show that alerts you with up-to-the-minute interest rates and helps you make the right mortgage decisions. Call 855 on radio for more information and details.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. All right, what if someone's listening, but they have really good terms? Because in the past couple of years, obviously, we've seen some really low mortgage rates. So why would anybody want to refinance now when generally, let's be honest, rates are higher?
Well, there's so many reasons. One, if you have debt, it can make a tremendous benefit for you now in the need of the now. Like a lot of these people, it's short-lived issues, okay? It's not like this is going to last the rest of their life. The issue is now. They're bleeding when it comes to the debts and maybe where their job is currently at. I really think if someone was thinking about buying real estate right now, you're getting these with less competition. The price tag on these things is actually more attractive right now. So there's a lot of reasons, but what I would do is I would call in. I would find out, first off, what am I overpaying? Is there room for savings? If your process is easy and it makes sense for my family to do, you have captured my attention. I want to know more. So if anybody's out there and been thinking about it, or let's say you don't have a ton of money, do the math. Sit down today, take some time, figure out your net income, and then start subtracting some stuff off the top. Let's go with even non-credit reporting. Let's go food, entertainment. If you put it this way, if you're not going and doing entertainment, you need savings. Let us find you that wiggle room. So I would do a cost analysis with you guys. Start figuring out what you make, what you bring home, and start deducting all my bills. And at the end, I'm going to circle what I have left. If I'm in the red and the negative, the answer is no-brainer. Let's refinance. Let's cash out. Let's pay off debts. Let's get savings. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people that are going to be hesitant to call because the rate's not as attractive as they wish. I agree. It's not the number one rate in history. But as rates are in this position, so does benefit and more easier guidelines and self-employed people. There's bank statement programs. There's PMI removal. There's a lot of ways to really put a customer in a better position. Let's find out if you were someone that should take advantage of the pricing today and set yourself up for the pricing of tomorrow. The number, 855 on radio, no lender fees, average caller saving over $700 a month. And this can be you if you just hurry up and dial 855 on radio.
Mortgage bankers are standing by live. They are waiting for your call. They will answer any questions that they can, and it usually takes no time at all. They can usually answer your questions in just a couple of minutes while you're on the phone. They are offering this call at no cost to you right now. That number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. they do get asked a number of questions, you know, week after week, and I get it. That makes sense because I've always wondered this too, and I know you're going to say, well, there's no one right way to answer this, but I'm going to ask you to address it anyway. Okay, what should a borrower care about more, rates or fees?
Well, it's all specific on your benefit, okay? So, like, there's different ways to answer this. Most of the time, I'm more of a rate guy, okay? Because rate's going to translate to payment. Payment's going to translate to what I need to be able to afford and how much I could save. Okay, but another idea is when rates are, like, going down, I'm a rate guy, okay? But when rates are going up, I'm a little bit more of a fee guy because I think these are short-lived. So, in today's market, I'm trying to go, I don't even care what the rate is. I'm trying to go less cost, just take any rate, get my savings, because I'm going to be refinancing this really soon. I don't want to eat up equity. I don't want to just throw money into the wind. I don't want to burn hard work. So you guys put money down on these homes. You guys are paying down the principal every month. I don't want to sacrifice that unless it makes sense. So like right now, it could change from caller to caller on my opinion. That's why I love this job. So usually you want the caller to call in, find out the real root of their issue, where the situation they're really in, to have a good conversation, figure out which program that we have, since we have thousands, that should be easy to match and pair the correct one. So I think calling in with an open mindset, just being really easy to work with, telling the true story, and let us figure this mess out. I think it's going to be quite easy. So I'll be able to answer that more specifically when you dial this number, 855 on radio. They're called Network Capital. They close so quick. Check this. If you dial 855 on radio, your next payment might not be until May. You're already talking vacations that time. The number, 855 on radio.
People are saving on average over $9,000 a year. I'm sure you could find something to do with $9,000 a year, but that's just an average. So, of course, every week, Sean brings real life results to share with you. And I'm wondering if you have another good one that would just help illustrate the types of things that Network Capital does. I just want to remind people, Network Capital is not a bank. They're a direct lender. Their approach is completely different. And I think when you break down one family's story, it will really show what that means.
Oh, 100%. So I've been talking about New York, CBS, 880 AM radio, New York City out there. They listen to us on the Mortgage Radio Show. So I want to reward that station. Here's one of their callers named Maria. So there's a lot of people. Again, I told you guys, take time out from the ballet and the Jenga tournament that you guys got at the TWA this week. Call our friends at Network Capital. Let's achieve benefit. You're going to be shocked how quick this can be achieved. But let me show you what Maria was able to do. Now, she lives in New Jersey. She went from a 40-year modification that's adjustable to a safe and secure 30-year fixed. We trimmed 34 payments off of the top of how many payments she has to make, so less payments to get to the finish line of house paid off. She saves $870 a month, $275,000 over the life of the loan. Now let's rewind the clock to tell you how we got there. Got her an escrow refund, next better payments in April, closed in 13 business days, got the Fresh Start credit enhancement because we cashed out and paid off $26,400 in credit card debts. Cashed out and paid off $25,000 left on the car note. And then they wanted almost $15,250 for what's called cash on hand. I like this because she paid no lender fees. She went with a conventional loan product. The goal was to do this loan, save money, improve credit, be in the prime position for the next time we circle back to the low rates, Maria can go after and achieve those. So I love results like this. I hope you guys save even more. But go into this before you out 855 on radio. Expect around $700 savings. That's what the math's been telling us. You guys have been saving far greater, but I really hope you guys call it today, see the savings, have this put in the past. I want you to have a great 2023, and that time starts today. Here's their number, 855 on radio, 855 on radio.
Well, I want to talk about Roger. He's from Alexandria, Virginia, and I wanted to share a review. He's out in the Washington, D.C. area, 5 out of 5 stars. He writes, "My husband and I were making some life decisions and decided to refinance our home. I heard an ad for Network Capital and their great rates on WMAL. I called. Thankfully, I reached Ty. He was the epitome of customer service. He fought for our business between Ty and our loan processor, Courtney. We couldn't have had a smoother loan process. We had a wonderful experience and got an excellent deal to refinance our loan. Go Network Capital. We will recommend Ty and Courtney to our friends and family. Well, a huge thank you. I understand that he was so excited because he shortened the term of his loan. Talk to me about that, because that doesn't seem to be as popular as it was, say, a year ago.
Yeah, definitely not. Term extensions been blowing the term reduction out of the water, but the goal for this customer was to have it paid off by a set age. So they shortened the loan term by 14 months, using the month off the mortgage and escrow refund to pay down more debt. The goal was to have the house paid off before they retire. Okay, so mission accomplished. This wasn't one of those that had the most bang for your buck. This isn't the most, lusty. It's not just shining with benefit. But at the end of the day, when you achieve exactly their goal, they're pumped, they're thrilled, they'll go above and beyond. Now, I actually think this isn't where the story ends. I think we're going to be able to speed up this timeline, because here's what's going to happen. Now they're going to have better credit. Now they're going to have less debt. Now they're already paying down the principal more aggressively on a shorter term loan. So the second rates are back, we want to circle back, refinance, and maybe even shorten the term again. So I love benefit today, benefit tomorrow. You guys are really setting yourself up. I don't want anybody stressing out or overpaying or having to sell stuff just to be able to stay afloat. Contact our friends. They have great programs. They lend their own money. They close quick. If you're worried about fees, they got you. If you're worried about this taking forever, they got you. If you just want to breathe and just live a better life, I believe Network Capital is the right outfit for today, tomorrow, and for many years down the road. Here's their number, 855 on radio. They're standing by. They're one of the number one ranked lenders on consumeraffairs.com. They're exciting. They know their products and process. And I think you're going to love what you hear. The number, 855 on radio.
Hopefully you have one more recent review to share with our audience.
I definitely do, Teresa. So this is an LA one, and right now a lot of people, we've been getting a lot of calls. People are annoyed, they're stressed, there's so much going on with all the train derails and what's going on with the balloons in the sky and overseas issues. It's kind of chaotic right now, so this would be a wild movie. But the good thing is, there's some good benefits, there's some good stories that I'd love to get out there. Here's one of them. So her name's Angela. She called the Mortgage Radio Show, 855 on radio, went from a 40-year modification to a 30-year fixed, got her escrow refund. That's money in the bank. Next better payment is in April, closed in 15 business days. Cashed out and paid off $38,000 in credit card debt. Cashed out and paid off the remaining $23,000 on the car note. Cashed out almost $316 for cash on hand. Listens to us here in Los Angeles, California, KFI 640 AM radio. But the real benefit of this deal was the $1,110 a monthly savings. If she rides this out, she won't, but let's just say she does, never refinances again. In this market and where these rates are today, she would still be able to achieve $209,000 in savings over the life of the loan. So I want you guys to call. Let's have the benefit talk. If you want savings, if you've been stressed, anyone that's real, like a good person, like somebody that you guys really hope gets into a better position in life, I want them to have this phone number recommended. Have your friends and family call. Realtors, if the lender you're working with is failing on the purchase, we'll still beat them to the finish line. I don't need much time. Here's the number. Network Capital standing by. Enjoy your weekend, you guys. Network Capital is available at 855 on radio.
Thank you so much for being with us. I always learn stuff from you, Sean, and I hope that all of you guys too did too. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser, and we will be back with you next week with more of the latest on mortgages and refinancing.